Mark Williams, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Kathleen, nice to see you.
And congratulations on the launch of a brand new season. Tell us a bit about what's happening. Symphony with us, first of all.
It's always exciting. It's like the baby is born. You know, the work that goes into a season happens over a number of years. And so it's always really exciting to be able to share the product of that effort with the public. And this year, we're really inviting the public to symphony with us. You know, it's an open-hearted, open-armed approach to letting everyone in Toronto know that, you know, we're their orchestra. You know, we exist for the city of Toronto, for the greater Toronto area, and that we want everyone who's a lover of music to find a home with us. And I think that the programming will show that there's certainly something for everyone.
Fill us in on some of the details.
It's an incredibly exciting season. You know, we see the return of some of our favorite artists, such as the absolutely phenomenal Yuja Wang. In fact, this is a season where I think if you enjoy the piano, it's hard to imagine a better season. We have performances from Yuja Wang, from Jan Leschetsky, who is one of our spotlight artists, Emmanuel Axe, Angela Hewitt, Beatrice Rana, and the absolutely stunning Víkingur Ólafsson. So I'm certainly excited about some of the great piano works and great piano players we're going to hear this year.
Absolutely. A piano lover's feast there. What a list.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many great pieces of repertoire that we're going to hear for piano next year. But I'm most excited about Jan Leschetsky, our spotlight artist, playing and conducting from the keyboard all five Beethoven piano concerti.
Oh, wow.
So over two nights, it's going to be just an extravaganza.
That's incredible. And you're talking about everyone having a home with the Toronto Symphony. How are you achieving that in this season?
Well, you know, whether you enjoy classical music like Mozart or Beethoven or some of our new commissions, or if you like something on the lighter side, I mean, there's our pop series, which is going strong with our principal pops conductor, Stephen Reinecke. So we're starting our year with a tribute to the fantastic Tina Turner. Throughout our season, we're looking at lots of different decades. So we have music from the 70s with Riotón featuring the music of disco and the Bee Gees. We've got 21st century Broadway and the music of Hans Zimmer and a fantastic program called La Vida Loca from the 1990s and the 2000s with some really great fiery tunes there. So that's one way that that music lovers in our city can enjoy the orchestra.
And you have some former TSO music directors returning, I see.
Yes, you know, anyone who was around a couple of years ago will remember that we had all of the maestros back. And so it's a great opportunity to see them again. Sir Andrew Davis, who frequently shows up in Toronto, but we're going to see Jukka-Pekka Saraste again. And it will be his first time since that maestros concert. He's coming with a program that includes Mozart's Requiem. I'm very much looking forward to experiencing that.
Absolutely. And you're continuing the journey with Mahler, I understand.
So this year we're playing Mahler's Third Symphony. And since Gustavo has been our music director, he's played Symphony Number 1 and 5. Next year we'll be playing Mahler's Fourth Symphony. And this is a work that's really very close to my heart. It is a work which on the surface is quite childlike and naive, but I think because of its incredibly light touch, it is a work of truly extraordinary depth. And the last movement has a singer, Anna Prochaska, who is also our spotlight artist next year. She's an Austrian-British soprano. And in this last movement, she sings as a child and gives us the view of heaven from the perspective of a child. It's an incredibly touching work, and I'm so excited to hear Gustavo and the orchestra play this work.
Now, one of the hallmarks of this current season, and this seems to be largely driven by Maestro Jimeno himself, is bringing a lot of new to the TSO. So there's been a piece that the TSO has never played on each program. Is there something like this dynamic in the upcoming season?
This coming season, we'll see a big spotlight on the orchestra itself. So over the course of the year, we're playing six concerti for orchestra. So if you think about a regular concerto where you have a soloist out front, sort of accompanied by the orchestra, these are pieces that are really meant as showpieces to show off all that an orchestra can do. So we'll hear six of those. And I think that will be a great way to just remember how extraordinary the orchestra is itself. Also in the realm of new music, we're featuring two great composers and conductors. So both John Adams and Thomas Addis will be coming to Toronto next year, conducting the orchestra and playing music by other composers and, of course, their own music. And so it's always interesting, you know, we're interpreters, right? None of us knew Beethoven. We don't know exactly what he wants, but we interpret as well as possible what's on the page. And there's something about the musician who created this music on stage conducting it. It's such an authentic and unusual experience in our business. And so I think those are always concerts that one should prioritize.
And what's in the lineup for young people's concerts this season?
I'm very excited about a new commission that we have developed with Red Sky called She Holds Up the Stars. It's based on Sandra Laron's award-winning book about an Indigenous girl's journey towards self-discovery and identity. And it has commissioned music. It has life-size puppets, dancers. It's going to be quite a spectacle, but also, I think, a really moving piece for our young people.
This sounds like a fantastically dynamic season once again, but in a completely different way than the 2023-24 season. And I know it's not really a fair question, but what in particular are you looking forward to for 24-25?
I am looking forward to a season that just engages so many different parts of our city, a season that engages, I think, so many different parts of each of us. I mean, very few of us listen to one kind of music. You know, we only like German music written between 1940 and 1920. I mean, it just doesn't happen. And so I think this is just going to be a season that gives us so many opportunities to engage with music and engage with each other. And that's certainly what I'm looking forward to.
Well, Mark Williams, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations again on the launch of the upcoming season. We can't wait.
Thank you.